Steelbridge Ministries. Shane, the executive director, along with Gail, their development director in studio. Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
We'll have to make this a regular thing. We already have now.
Yes, so, let's do it.
So much appreciate you. Shane, for those unfamiliar with Steelbridge, just an overview of the ministry.
So Steelbridge is a one-year-long program for men and women 18 and older. A transformational program. It's a Christ-centered, trauma-informed care therapeutical support program where we actually offer free therapy at least once a week. We have four therapists that work with our program. But it's a year-long program where we just basically give them basic life skills, spiritual skills, and we help them get jobs. Most of our residents are coming from reentry out of prison, homeless, drug addiction, or some sort of trauma such as human trafficking, domestic violence.
Okay, and if someone is listening to this and maybe finds themselves in that situation, or they know someone who they need to refer to Steelbridge, how would you encourage them to do that?
First, go to our website. And number two, our phone number, 505-346-HOPE.
All right, that's easy enough, 505-346-HOPE. And the website, real easy as well, mysteelbridge.org. And Gail, on the horizon is Giving Tuesday. And so many ministries are taking advantage of that day to get work done, and Steelbridge is no exception.
That's right. And a little history about Giving Tuesday, Steve, is it was created in 2012, and it was really created as a simple idea that encouraged people to really kind of support their local communities. So Steelbridge really wants to invite the public to do something to reach people in their own backyard.
Okay, and what exactly is the plan?
So the plan is on our website at www.mysteelbridge.org. If you go there, you're going to see a thermometer. And so we have a little goal to raise funds for Giving Tuesday so that people can give specifically to their own community. And with that money, of course, we do feedings, we clothe the homeless, we feed the homeless, and it all starts with a meal. That's what we talk about. We talk about, just reaching out, giving people a hot meal, giving them clothing. And the hope is that they would be hungry to come on off the street and come into a program and undergo this transformation process. That takes time, Steve. People have to be discipled and cared for.
Right. I mean, Shane, you just said, at least a year.
And that's minimum, Steve.
Yeah.
That's minimum. That's just to get the basics and to stabilize them from the inside out.
Yeah. Well, I met the Lord in 1981, and I'm still in the process.
Amen.
Well, the Bible tells us, right? Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature, and we are kind of walking through that as well, even with gray hair.
Yes. Amen.
But on the website, I do want to say, mysteelbridge.org, real easy to take care of what Gail's been talking about. You may not even need to scroll down on your computer, but just scroll down a little bit. You'll see the Giving Tuesday information and gifts of various amounts. You just click, and there's ways to give. The thermometer's there. And I will tell you, it's gone up 1%, I think, since I was on there this morning.
So yay!
That's awesome. That's encouraging to see.
And Steve, I just want to let everybody know too that when you give to the heart, what we call the harvest of thanks, we're doing an event this Tuesday where we're going to feed about 400 homeless individuals, not just feed them a Thanksgiving dinner, but we're going to have local service providers and partners where we find them resources to help them get off those streets.
Very good. And if you want to find out more about the Harvest of Thanks, is that what this video is?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay. There's a video, with Shane right on the homepage, under the 2022 Giving Tuesday. You'll see, the video, for the Harvest of Thanks information. And again, that's at, mysteelbridge.org. And, let me see. This isn't actually the only, you mentioned the feeding coming up on,
the 22nd.
On the 22nd, just a week before Giving Tuesday. It'll be the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Christmas, there'll be another opportunity. Is that right, Gail?
Yes, and on December 22nd. So everything's the 22nd. 22nd of November. The 29th, though, is Giving Tuesday.
Right.
And then the 22nd of December, we'll have another feeding at the Resource Center. Again, feeding the homeless and giving them clothing.
Now, what's the easiest way for the community to help you with these feedings? Is it through a simple donation during the time you're trying to fill this thermometer on the Giving Tuesday or specific items?
It's the money.
Okay.
It's always the money.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have different, you have socks.
Yeah.
You have things. People just don't know what to give. We, you know, sometimes we get the same sizes of everything.
Right.
If we have the money, we can get from the box stores sizes that
really
we need.
Be a better steward of the resources that are provided, because you can go get what the need is. Exactly.
Exactly right.
Correct.
Okay.
And we, and Steve, I might add too that we have had several of our donors who do donate on a monthly basis say, what can we do special for the residents that are in the program now? And we encourage them, if they want to do something special, to get a $10 gift card from a box store.
Right.
And send it to Steelbridge. And we can do stocking stuffers with that, because we do take the residents every week to box stores to get personal items that they may need, shoes or hygiene products of their choice. And that way they can get what they need.
You know, I was on the website earlier today, and I did notice one of the ways people can find those specific items at mysteelbridge.org. At the top of the page, you'll see different headings, home, and then right next to home is ways to give. You creep down to our immediate needs, and if you scroll down just a little bit, there's a men's wish list and a women's wish list, which sends you to places online where you could purchase the items needed specifically. How's that working out, Shane?
It's working out really well, because most of our residents, I mean, that's all they want. They just want a bottle of shampoo. They just want, you know, they just want toothpaste.
Right.
They want something to make themselves feel good, so that when they go to get to see their families, when they go out for those job interviews, they just have that confidence that they need.
Well, Shane, you mentioned the residential transformation programs, and we've got about a minute or two. Briefly, if you could let people know as well what you do to assist the human trafficking victims through the program service there.
Yes, Steve. So for the past year, we have established a human trafficking program where we work with the Attorney General's Office, State of New Mexico, and other service providers, where we help take young ladies who are at risk of or are victims of trafficking between 18 and 30, and we help these young ladies stabilize, and then we find them the resources to help them, relocate them to other states, or to just help them get back with their families.
All right. Well, we've pretty much wrapped up our time. We're about to get into our weekly financial update from Brian Cochran at John Moore Associates. Real encouraging information from him about giving. And after you hear what he has to say, you may find yourself at mysteelbridge.org doing just that as part of the Giving Tuesday program. But I want to thank Gail, thank Shane for coming in. And as I said, I think last time you were here, I expect to see you both back here, God willing.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I mean, if he comes back, that would be okay too.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah. We'll just
we'll have no need for donations,
yeah.
Steve.
Yeah, we'll just meet there. All right. Well, thanks so much.
Well, thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
And hey, happy Thanksgiving.
You
same
too.
To you.
All right.
Same.